So you are in a time of redefining, which is a powerful time, but a somewhat confusing time, because it is asking you to go inside and, given the information that you have right now, to make a definition of yourself in the day that you are in. There's so much that has been given to woman in era, where she is being asked to define herself by everything outside of her, and by the ability to please everyone around her, or to make everything smooth, or to make everything work. These are really patriarchal definitions. Let us say that again. These are patriarchal definitions. If you are defining yourself by your ability to make everyone in your world pleased or happy or content, whatever that might be, that is not a good goal. Now, why do we worry about that? We worry about that because so much of that has been given to us as our job. Our job is to make everyone content, to make everyone happy. And that cannot be the goal. What can be the goal is, given the circumstance that we are in, what can we do to make ourselves happy? And this is not a selfish teaching. This is actually the root of all unselfishness. So what can we do in the time that we are in to define who we are? What can we do to make very sure that we are attending to our own physical, spiritual, intellectual, into our own needs? Can we hear what we need now? Because if we can do that, then the thing that happens is that we become full. And if we become full, then from that fullness, we are able to serve. And that is the thing that we most want. We want that to absolutely happen. So when we are thinking about this, and we know that you can accept this intellectually, but that sometimes it is hard to do because the old patterning is so strongly that you are about everyone else and you are about everything else, and that if there is any energy left at all to hear what you need, then you can do that. But we want to do that first. We want to say, who am I? And when we can begin to define ourselves through fullness, then we are doing a very strong and powerful thing, and that is a wonderful thing when we are able to do that. So we want to remember this, and we want to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Let's begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and begin to fill with the blue of peace. Let peace come through your mind, through your body, through your spirit. And where you breathe, know that peace goes there. Exhale fear. Be aware of a cleansing energy coming up from the earth. Let the cleansing energy come into your body and cleanse the root, making a place for the creative pattern for you to become whole again. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let it begin to displace shame, judgment, all of the old things that may have gathered in old patterns. And feel the second center restored and purifying without judgment anything that you are dealing with. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. Feel the cleansing energy, removing any heavy or painful emotions that you might be holding, and any fear that might have caught in your body. Let that energy wash it out of your body and leave you free to feel what is good, what is fine, what is true. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart center. And let the cleansing energy wash away anything in the heart that you do not wish to be there. Old pains, old disappointments. Let them all go. Let them be washed away. Let the cleansing energy come up into your throat to wash away anything that you may have spoken against yourself or others. Let the throat become a free communication zone, but free for love and acceptance. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye and make the third eye strong, clear, able to discern powerfully and securely and without fear. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out to the crown. And let that crown open now. Open to the universe. The universe that wants to give you everything that you need, everything that brings you joy and pleasure and accomplishment. Let that center stay open and let the universe give to you abundantly all that is for your highest good. Now bring your attention into your heart center. and look at the beautiful heart center that you have created. See the garden and the beauty in the garden. And rest in your heart. And find water and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Now look around your heart center and see that there is a path that becomes illuminated. And know that that path allows you to enter and it will take you where you need to go. And as you step onto that path and allow it to take you, feel that even the air around you has been created for you, for what you need, for what fills you and makes you whole. And feel your path beneath your feet as you move upward. And come to a place of knowing. And know that you will allow yourself to receive information about what you need to know for now. So see if there is a symbol, a message. Take a moment and allow yourself to know. Come back to the path and begin to move upward, easily breathing in your air, taking in your energy. And come to the place of service. And allow yourself to understand what it is for you, what service is for you now, in the highest possible way. And if you see a symbol or a message, allow yourself to know that. Begin to move upward to the place of the gift. Resting your mind know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn on the path and begin to come back down, taking in all that is good for you as you come. And when you find yourself back in your heart center, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.